Beth Hibbs is a nurse epidemiologist for the CDC Immunization Safety Office in the Public Health Surveillance and Response Branch. She works in surveillance and program activities involving the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System and is currently leading VAERS data surveillance activities related to vaccination errors. Please welcome Beth Hibbs.
Well, thank you, Tom, and good afternoon, everyone. It's a real pleasure to be able to speak with you today about vaccination errors. Vaccination errors are relatively understudied in the field of vaccine safety, and what I will present today is just the tip of the iceberg. This is an overview of what I'll be covering in the next 15 minutes. This cartoon depicts how medical errors of all kinds are made every day in many different settings. First, let's discuss some background. The Institute of Medicine was mandated by Congress to carry out a comprehensive study of drug safety and quality issues. In 2007, they came out with a report on preventing medication errors shown on this slide, which has brought attention to this type of medical error. In the past 10 years, CDC has published three notices relating to vaccination errors in the weekly morbidity and mortality report, and these references are listed on the bottom of the slide. During the past 15 years, there has been increasing complexity of the immunization schedule, including the introduction of new and combination vaccines. These are a couple of definitions that we will use throughout this presentation. A vaccination error is any preventable event that may cause or lead to inappropriate use or patient harm. Such events may be related to professional practice, immunization products, storage, dispensing, and administration. Vaccine adverse health events are health effects that occur after immunization that may or may not be causally related to vaccine or vaccination. This slide lists national organizations that accept reports of vaccination errors. The first two are government systems, and the last one is a private organization. In this study, we will be focusing on reports received to the first system, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, also known as VAERS. For those of you not familiar with VAERS, it is a reporting system that was established in 1986 and accepts reports of adverse events following vaccination and is jointly administered by CDC and FDA. In the past, there have been two studies that have looked at vaccination errors and VAERS. The first looked at reports to VAERS from 1994 to 2001 and found only 49 error reports. A follow-up study through June 2002 found 119 reports, of which only 26 were actual vaccination errors reports. The most frequent type of error being reported was wrong vaccine given in both studies. The objective today is to describe the types and frequencies of vaccination errors received by VAERS in the United States from 2000 to 2011, and to also highlight a couple of selected findings for rotavirus vaccines and this year's influenza vaccine. We looked at all VAERS reports from January 1, 2000 to December 31, 2011. There were 39 codes that describe vaccination errors. The codes VAERS uses are from the Medical Dictionary for Regulatory Activities, or MedDRA. Because there were so many codes, we classified these descriptive error codes into 11 error groups, which I will show you on the next slide. This slide shows the vaccination error codes and the 11 error groups. You will notice that there is a general error category that does not specify the type of error that occurred, and these general codes were used before 2007, before VAERS adapted a more granular coding terminology using MedDRA. While each vaccine error group can contain a number of separate vaccination error codes, there is one group that contains only one code, and that is for wrong drug administered. You will hear me talk about serious and non-serious health events. This slide shows you how VAERS classifies reports into serious and non-serious reports. A report is considered serious for the boxes checked in red on the VAERS form on this slide. VAERS does not consider an emergency room visit to be serious unless the patient is hospitalized. Okay, let's discuss vaccination errors and what we found in VAERS data. As you can see on this diagram, vaccination error reports comprised about 5% of all reports to VAERS from 2000 to 2011. The majority, 67%, did not report an adverse health event in addition to the error. Of the 33% that did report an adverse health event, about 3% reported a serious adverse health event. This graph shows you how many total VAERS reports and how many vaccination error reports VAERS received over time. The red bars on the graph represent the number of total VAERS reports with the scale for the numbers on the left. The blue line represents the number of vaccination error reports. The percentages at the top of each bar represent the percent of error reports by year to total VAERS reports. As you can see, we have had an increase in vaccination error reports to VAERS over time. This table shows you what types of errors are being reported to VAERS. The most common error reports received are inappropriate schedule, almost 30% of all error reports, followed by wrong drug administered reports, which were about 20% of all error reports. We will discuss these more in depth in the next few slides. Inappropriate schedule error reports was the most frequent group, 3,886 reports, or about 30% of all error reports, as shown in the table on the right. It includes errors such as vaccine given on inappropriate schedule and vaccines given at an inappropriate age. The yellow box separates childhood and adult ages. The most common pediatric vaccine involved in this type of error was rotavirus vaccine. The most common adult vaccine that involves an inappropriate schedule error was human papillomavirus vaccine, or HPV vaccine. Now, let's look at this error when an adverse health event was also reported. The table on the right shows that 1,209 reports, or about 30%, of the reports with inappropriate schedule errors also reported an adverse event. Of these reports, about 10% were serious reports. The most frequent adverse health events reported included fever, followed by injection site reactions. The most common pediatric vaccine that also reported an adverse health event were DTaP vaccines. And for adults, the most common vaccine for this type of error were HPV vaccines. The second most frequently reported error was wrong vaccine administered, which comprised about 20% of all error reports to VAERS. The most common vaccines involved in this type of error were varicella vaccine followed by zoster vaccine. Wrong drug mix-ups were more common in children compared to adults, which may be expected since more vaccines are given to children versus adults. This slide shows reports of wrong vaccine administered that also reported an adverse health event. The table on the right shows that there were 532, or 20%, reported an adverse health event. About 5% were serious reports. The most common adverse events reported for all wrong vaccine errors were fever, and the next most common was injection site redness. In order to better determine which vaccines were being mixed up and being confused with each other, we clinically reviewed a random sample of 100 wrong drug reports. The most frequent mix-ups were between varicella and Zostavax vaccines, followed by DTaP and Tdap vaccines. Of these 100 reports, 10 wrong vaccine reports also reported an adverse health event. Two were serious reports. The most common adverse events for non-serious reports included injection site reaction followed by fever. At the beginning, I mentioned that we would be highlighting a couple of vaccination errors that we thought would be of particular interest to the vaccine providers in the audience. The first is eye splashes following rotavirus vaccine. Since 2006, there have been 25 reports of eye splashes following administration of rotavirus. In 20 of these cases, the infant receiving the vaccine coughed, sneezed, or spit the vaccine into eyes. 80% of the time, the person affected by the eye splash were healthcare providers administering the vaccine. Adverse health events affecting the eye were reported in 16 of the 25 reports. All 16 reports of eye adverse events occurred in healthcare providers and were non-serious. The next slide highlights administration errors with this year's influenza vaccine. There were 89 reports of vaccine administration group errors that have been reported to VAERS. 56% of these administration errors involved the vaccine being administered at an inappropriate site. 98% of these inappropriate site reports reported an adverse health event. The most common adverse health event reported was pain. 16% reported that the injected limb mobility was decreased, and 10% reported bursitis. There were two serious reports. Clinical review found that 82% of the inappropriate site reports stated in the report that the vaccine was given too high in the arm. Of those that stated the vaccine was given too high, the duration of pain and symptoms was prolonged in many cases. 63% stated the pain lasted more than 1 week, and 69% stated the pain lasted more than 3 weeks or several weeks. The VAERS reports of vaccine administered at inappropriate site reports were given in many different practice settings, but the most common setting was in retail locations. Two interesting comments were noted by reporters. One reporter commented that the pharmacist was standing while they, the vaccine recipient, was sitting, and believed that that may be why the vaccine was given too high. Another reporter stated that the pharmacist told them that giving the vaccine high on the arm was a new technique that helped to decrease pain during the injection. In summary, vaccination error reports have increased in VAERS during the past 11 years from less than 1% to 9%. Inappropriate schedule of vaccine administration was the most commonly reported error. The good news is that two-thirds of vaccination error reports have no reported adverse health events. However, while most errors do not result in an adverse health event, all errors can affect cost, convenience, and confidence in vaccination programs. We identified several potential areas for public health prevention and intervention, including wrong vaccine mix-ups, more common between similar vaccines that are given to children and adults, which could affect practices settings that carry vaccines for all age groups. Eye splashes and rotavirus vaccine. Being aware and preparing for a potential eye splash may help prevent these accidental exposures, especially in healthcare providers. Inappropriate site administration and influenza vaccines may indicate a need for educational outreach on proper injection site administration, especially for healthcare providers in retail settings. There are some limitations with the study that are shown on this slide. While VAERS is a national vaccine safety reporting system that provides important information about vaccine safety, the VAERS system is not designed to assess whether vaccines cause reported adverse events. There is also underreporting and simulated reporting biases. Coding practices can affect types and numbers of errors reported. And finally, the VAERS form is not designed to systematically collect complete information on vaccination errors. In conclusion, vaccination errors are an important area in vaccine safety research and surveillance that has been understudied. Continued study will be key in understanding what errors occur and developing strategies to prevent them. Continued study in VAERS will focus on errors that may be associated with an adverse health event outcome, the frequency of an error, and the preventability of an error. These are some CDC resources for preventing errors that you might find helpful, and we wanted to share with you. I want to thank my colleagues listed on this slide for their helpful input into the study and presentation. Thank you all very much.